Welcome to Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, the conversations we have with our today's Q106 Facebook Live audience at the beginning of each show.
So I've decided, and I decided this a while ago, I don't care which one is right, I'm only using one form of it.
Form of what?
Effect.
Effect.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
I'm not sure if it's effect or effect.
Oh, I know what you mean.
I'm not, this is...
With spelling?
Yes, I'm only using one. I've made a decision, and it's A. That's I don't care.
Oh, really? And in my brain, it's E. It's always E.
Yeah,
E-F-F-E-C-T.
I'm not sure which one I'm supposed to be using, but I went, you know what? I'm done with these language rules. I'm going, I think in this version of the title...
I think you're right.
No.
A.
I think it is A, yes. E would be like movies. I think like a special effect.
Oh, yes, you're right. And then if somebody affects your emotions,
yeah,
that's the A?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm only using one for... And people want to say, hey, you used the wrong one. Oh, no, I didn't. I'm only using one these days.
Man, we've been asking a lot of grammar, yeah, English questions recently with gender fluid people. They, and then this week on the morning show, I just flippantly brought up, because Jackson's last name is Jones, my last name is Peters, how do you pluralize a last name that ends with an S? And we got every single answer possible, and it confused us even more.
And this is what, and I think I may have said this on the podcast earlier this week, what bothers me about this is, one, math is universal. You know, that's one thing is math, like, they're sending, I don't know if you know this, NASA sends math equations into space. They just shoot them into space via some kind of a radio wave,
okay,
hoping someone will see those and send them back, because math is universal. If there is other life out there that is intelligent, we will be able to first communicate via math, because 1 + 1 = 2.
Gotcha.
Like, that is a matter of fact. If you have one of thing, add another of a thing, you then have two of that thing.
Yeah.
So it's 100%.
Uno. Yeah. How do you say one in German?
Eins.
Eins.
Yeah. And then whatever. You know, but so yeah, one is, you know, however you say it, it's always one. Language are rules we made up. Man made those rules and went, that's how that's going to be.
Yes.
So they're there to confuse you, is really what it is. And I think Eric had the best text where he said, man invented rules and then right away said, let's break them.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense at all.
Yes.
We're going to invent rules, then we're going to invent slang, and we're just going to confuse the hell out of everyone.
Oh, that's true.
So I'm going with affect.
So I have a calming effect on you. Is that who you're referring to by the title of this episode?
100%. And I will say this. You have more of a calming effect on me than my wife does. And it's not a bad thing, because when I start getting fired up, my wife, she's used to it, you know, by now. And B, gives me this look like, that's your guy's problem now. maybe you shouldn't have started that engine.
You know,
she like kind of like puts her hands up and like walks away from Frankenstein's monster and is like, oh, no, that's
that
is on you, knuckleheads. Now maybe you shouldn't have gotten him started.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be involved in this wrath, because once I start going, it's on. I got words for everybody. But for whatever reason, you have an incredible calming effect on me.
Maybe it's because I'm breaking up fights daily with my three kids.
That might be it. But it seems like it's so simple for you to do it. Because I get fired up. I burn hot. I'm a man of passion. I burn hot.
You burn hot.
And
I don't know why our listeners are poking the bear. They know who the bear is. If you have any questions, come to me.
Well, also, this instance that happened today... and I'm not going to get into it, really bothered me, because someone asked for something that they...
Someone's asking for a favor from the show, and it's a favor we've never done before, and it's illegal, and we're not going to do it, and she has now crossed the line and is trying to guilt trip us into it, and now she's even getting me upset, and guilt tripping isn't going to work, so now I came up with a compromise.
Yes, she did.
Okay.
And if this person looks at the chain of events that I messaged them, they will see the last one was sent... right before Steph called me down, or right after Steph called me down. Because the first two, I was a little hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to be respectful. I'm not allowed to say the words that I want to say because I'm a public figure. You know, like, but I'm also a real person at the same time. You know, like, you hurt me on that by requesting this and then making me feel bad that I would not do this. All right? And then
Here's the thing. She even brought Santa into it. Don't bring Santa into it. Santa is not us.
Yeah, don't
try and bring Santa into this.
That was hurtful.
Yes.
It was very hurtful. Yes. Because what you're trying to do is make me feel bad. Mm-hmm. And when I can't do something for someone, if someone asks me to go to their charity event, and I can't do it because I have something going on, I legit feel bad that I can't go and help you.
And we are honest with you.
100%.
We are not trying to fib. We're not trying to lie. We are straight up honest. So when we say, sorry, we can't, it's because we can't.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
Don't use things as weapons against me.
Yes.
And then you know, I'm sorry, but again, I'm not sorry. Like, I'm sorry that I can't help you, but I'm also not sorry that I got mad at you, because I think that's very much deserved.
Mm-hmm.
And for this person, done a lot for you. And I was trying to think, when was the last time you asked someone to do something for you?
Ooh, that's a good question.
When was the last time you asked someone to give something to you? Like, and then expected them to do it. Like, I asked Northwoods John to give my daughter a ride to work, but I don't want him to go out of his way. You know, he was on his way home from work. 9797's given me a ride to pick up my car and
things
like that.
You should always be able to ask friends and family to do stuff. That's what friends and family are for.
Absolutely. But I don't expect them. I normally start off a request like this. No is a viable and expected answer.
Yes.
Ask, when Super Dave used to work here, I'd ask him, all right, no is an expected answer,
mm-hmm.
but a friend of mine wants to know if they can, fill in the blank.
Exactly.
And then I would do that, because I expect the answer to be, I don't want you to think that you have to do something for me.
Yes.
So I don't really ask people for anything. You know, I ask for like a little bit of help with something, mm-hmm. but not to go out and do something or give me something. And then I especially don't expect it to happen. And man, that really just bothered me.
Yes.
And for a group of people like you and me, that we give a lot. For someone then to do that, and then to treat us like it is, like that we're not taking care of them, mm-hmm. or we're not doing something for them, that really honestly hurts.
It did.
You know?
Yeah. And so, I said, I came up with a compromise, and that person could take it or leave it, but she's crossed the line. And I, like you say, if somebody's whining or throwing a tantrum, we don't deal with terrorists.
We don't negotiate with terrorists. One thing that sucks now is this person can never ask me for anything again, because I will not. That's it. Like I had to draw a line. I got this person will never ever be able to ask me for anything again. Now I had someone recently on Facebook. They've never messaged me before, and we became Facebook friends like 3 months ago or whatever.
Uh-huh.
First thing they messaged me is asking me for concert tickets.
Oh, I remember you sharing that story.
And I said, you've never reached out to me before.
Yes.
And the first thing that you do is not like, yo, I had some good nachos last night. Or, hey, way to go on this. Or, hey, man, how's it going?
Yes.
You know, or, hey, how you doing after your dog? But none of that. No,
mm-hmm.
none of that. Hey, can you give me something?
Exactly.
And I went, I absolutely 100% will not. Because it's clear that you got my friend request as an inside way to get something from me. And what I think is so funny is I have friends who I'm like, hey, if there's ever like a show you want to go to or something, let me know. You know, I got some. I told Teresa and her daughter Lily, Monkey Shines and Lily's Mercantile,
yes.
and they're big country fans. And they were really wanting to win the Scotty McCreery tickets at the silent auction.
Okay.
And her group of girls were like, they really wanted to go. And I said, hey, just so you know, like, you guys have done a lot for me. If there's ever a show you want to go to, holler
mm-hmm.
at me. You know,
exactly.
And I'll see what I can do for you, because you guys have done, without me even asking, you guys have done a lot for me. I owe that to you.
Monkey
you know?
Shine says for sure stepped up.
Oh my God, they've been so
they've
sweet
been
with us. And I said, you know, please feel free. The folks over at Coach's Club, if you guys ever need something, they don't know, oh, well, I don't want to bother. Oh, and same with Teresa and them, I don't want to bother.
Exactly.
And I was like, you're not bothering. I'm offering. That's one of the benefits that I have here. But then you have other people that are just like, hey, gimme, 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 gimme.
Gimme, 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 gimme. And that's, or I'm done.
Lily used to say this all the time. I think it was from Dora, I think. I'm not sure where she got it from, but anytime someone would say gimme, she'd say gimme gets none. When she was rude, mm-hmm. she's like four. She'd go, gimme gets none.
Yes.
You know, that's what you get with that.
Do you know how many times I say to my kids, whining isn't going to get you anything? And this person has crossed the line and is now becoming a whiner, and that's why I even got upset. And I hope this person is grateful that I even came up with a compromise.
Yeah, I 100%. So. And that person needs to be thanking you because for calling me. Because here's the deal. It's 3:30 in the morning, and I'm in here to get my party mix stuff done.
Yes.
And I see that message. I'm fired up already. Like, I went from zero to white hot.
You got into the ketchup.
Oh, you jumped in the kitchen. You got into fire.
Hey, we're about to get into the fire right now on our show with some firefighters.
Today's Q106 Morning Show with Jackson and Steph. Had some pretty sweet guests in yesterday.
Yeah. So later in the show yesterday, we had some of our local heroes from the firefighter department. They're part of the 2020 charity calendar for Dane County Humane Society. And it's the cover photo. Derek is the cover model. So, of course, we had to ask cover model Derek some cover model questions for Jackson.
Yes, I need some advice.
Yeah, because recently on the show, Jackson shared with you that he's going to be a cover model for a charity calendar.
Yeah.
Not a firefighter one. A dad bod one, right?
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of pointing that out. Like, God forbid I look stand next to a hot firefighter. You know,
like, I know.
All I could be is just a dad bod.
Okay, if you're on our camera, because we're recording our live podcast right now.
Yep.
So our live feeders. This is the cover model who was in studio with us yesterday.
God, looks incredible.
Look at that guy. He's been in the calendar twice now. His name is Derek.
He's annoyingly attractive. We get it.
He looks like a model.
You're a hero, and you look like that. Like, I'm not sure what it is he did in another life to deserve like all of those gifts, but back down, bro. Should have saved some for the rest of us.
So we asked Derek, what's your advice for Jackson getting ready to be a cover model of a photo, taking off some clothes?
I would just say, take it as lighthearted as possible.
Okay.
Because people might poke fun, but it's for
who's going to make fun of you?
Firefighter Derek.
Yeah. You're a bronze god over here.
Here's one of his guys. Sam is here.
Things can get a little brutal on the station.
Oh, that's it. Those are haters right there. You're a caramel-skinned angel, for God's sakes. My Lord.
Sam, who would be razzing on cover model Derek?
Oh, all kinds of people.
Did you get razzed, Sam? Because you were in last year's calendar.
I did last year. I got razzed quite a bit. So I'm extremely Irish and white. So there was a lot of grief given about that, but it's all for good cause, and it's for the Dane County Humane Society, like you mentioned.
And 100% of the proceeds go to the Dane County Humane Society, correct?
100%?
Absolutely. All the money goes to the Humane Society. We don't keep a nickel. I think I just said we get asked a lot sometimes when we do charity projects. People will come up and be like, oh, is the fire department hurting for money? And it's not that. We just, you know, we like to give back to the community when we're working, and we like to do some of it when we're off duty as well. And this is one of the projects that we have.
So. And I like to show those bodies off. Go ahead. You know, there's guys that are like, yeah, I'll be in this calendar. I'm looking. Are you are you single or are you married?
Not married, but not single.
Oh, okay. All right. So what does your significant other think about you doing this? Was she like, that's my man?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Good
question. She was actually for it. She actually gave the idea for the pose that became the final picture.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Well, thank you, Derek's significant other, for giving him all kitty clawed up.
Yeah.
Ooh, is that a fantasy, maybe?
Meow. That's what they're saying.
Hey, this is the gift that keeps on giving all year round. It's only $20. That is such a great deal. Yeah. So get your holiday gift. I know earlier today we were doing Therapy Thursday, a gift for teachers. Hey!
Oh, buy 10 for every teacher.
Buy 10.
There you go. Drop them off at the, teacher's lounge and let them dish them out.
Yeah, they love it.
So. Happy teachers on that one.
Yeah, and we made it super simple. Just text the word FIRE to 608-321-1063 and get your Firefighters 2020 calendar. Again, it's the charity calendar benefiting Dane County Humane Society. Thank you so much, Derek. Cover model Derek, Mr. April.
I think what I'm going to do for my shot is I think I'm just going to superimpose my head onto your body. And for my calendar, because mine's for an animal rescue as well.
Somebody on the fire department did that last year. So it was the hit gift at Christmas too.
That's fantastic. Well, thanks for coming in, guys. Always appreciate it when you take some time.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
They're so much fun.
I totally miss Sam saying that. I wonder which firefighter.
So
joking?
Not in the calendar. No.
Oh.
They did it for a Christmas card for a gift that they sent out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's fun.
There was a lot going on. You were distracted by
I was.
What's funny is when Derek came in, Steph goes, oh, I didn't even recognize you.
I did.
And I was like, because you're not looking at his face.
Oh my gosh.
Because you're staring at his pecs and his abs.
Seriously, that is like a picturesque six pack.
Yeah.
And he's so humble. I was just like,
that's what I love about the firefighters too in the calendar is that these guys, they will literally run into a fire. Like that's what they do. They'll climb up a 50-foot ladder, run inside of a burning building, put their lives at risk. But then when you ask them about like when they had to take their shirt off, I was nervous.
Right.
Really?
Yes.
You were nervous about that?
Yeah.
What if the shirt got burned off? Yeah, oh, that's okay then. Yeah.
Man. And Derek is Mr. April. Derek modeled for us last year, so this year we decided to double the cuteness and cover him in kittens. Looking to add a feline to your family, they're available for adoption year-round. Yeah, we adopted our cat from the Humane Society. And Sunny's going on strong. And speaking of Sunny, Sunny is the name of the female firefighter in this calendar this year. I think that's a sexy pose. Where, like, you just show your tummy.
I think she
and
is a strong woman, and I think that I respect, and I respect that she is...
She's smart, brave, intelligent, courageous.
I cannot make any comments about how attractive or unattractive it is that she may or may not be. 2019, hashtag I'm woke.
Okay, so I love this. Sunny and the dog that's with her is named Finn. Are here to brighten up your winter months because she's January. Sunny is a paramedic and a member of the heavy urban rescue team for the fire department.
Well, it's because Wisconsin's got a lot of heavy people. So if you're downtown and you're heavy, she's going to be the one that's going to rescue you. That's what that means.
And then Finn, the dog, is looking stylish in his patriotic bandana. Isn't that cute?
I wonder if Finn is her dog, because some of them, they had their own dogs, or if they got them from the Humane Society.
That's right.
You know, we got Herkimer from there. My neighbor works for a dog rescue. She fosters the dogs, and there is the cutest little puppy belly that she's got posted on Facebook that
my wife
tagged me in.
I'm so sorry. We totally got sidetracked.
I know. Oh, yeah.
We were supposed to do our French trivia to give away a firefighter's calendar.
All right, let's do that now.
Okay.
So the first person on our live feed.
Yay.
On our live feed. So this is one of the reasons why you want to watch the live feed and listen to the podcast same time. It's both of them. So, but if you're not watching the live feed or listening to this later, maybe you'll know the French trivia question.
And it's a little Christmas present for our live feeders. Thank you for sticking with us all year round while we've been doing this.
Okay. So here's your question. Janice got married twice. What was her first husband's name?
Oh, that is hard. That's hard for me. I don't know.
You don't know what it is?
No. Janice got married twice.
Janice got married twice. What was her first husband's name?
All right, live feeders. Yeah. Now's your chance to start typing out your answers. And then the first correct answer is going to get this firefighter's charity calendar.
Woo!
And again, you're able to get it only $20 by texting FIRE to 608-321-1063. Our live feeder's already cheering on Aaron, because on our live feed, Aaron is like the Friends fanatic.
But I think her husband, Bob, I'm not sure who in the house is better at Friends trivia, you or the husband, Bob.
She's saying the Mattress King. Is that the right answer? Is it a nickname or a real first name?
Well, he is the Mattress King.
Ooh.
She's right. I'll go ahead and say that.
Okay.
But he has a name.
He does. I totally forgot that it was the Mattress King. So
yeah.
I just want to give her props for that.
Do we want to give her that, or do we want to wait till someone, see if someone has a name?
All right. If anybody else.
But she is right about that so far.
The Mattress King.
He is the Mattress King.
Did she ever get married to Chandler?
Well, she was married twice. So I'm not sure who her second husband was.
I don't
think
she ever got married to Chandler. No. Okay.
She was also on Seinfeld as well. And I think her name was Janice in that too.
Oh, really?
I think so. I want to say. Yeah. She was the one with the baby. You got to see the baby.
Oh. Oh, no. We powered out.
Oh, no.
We'll just give it to Aaron.
Yep.
All right, Aaron, we'll just give it to you. You're winning it with the Mattress King. What was the guy's first name? I'm just going to throw a guess. Is it John?
No, Gary Littman, the Mattress King.
Gary Littman, the Mattress King. So, Aaron, congratulations. We'll put the firefighter's calendar up front for you. Our little French trivia for the firefighters today. Merry Christmas.
Do you want to open your Christmas card on the podcast?
Oh,
you
that's
open
right.
That? So, we talked about Christmas cards the other day, and Steph gave me hers, and then I said, I don't know who it is in our family that gets Christmas cards. My wife's the one that makes them. So, I went home, and I said, do we have any extras? And she goes, why? And I said, for Steph. And she goes, oh, well, we have one for her, of course. And I went, oh, I don't know.
Because Jackson shared that they only print out like 10 of them because they print on very fancy dancy paper.
Yeah, and the company that my wife sends it to, it's a company that we use we get these things called chat books.
Mm-hmm.
So every single month we have a book of what we did that month. So we have a book for every single month of 2019.
Nice.
And then we get one printed up that we give to her grandparents for what we did the whole year for Christmas every year.
I love that idea.
Yeah. So it's a lot of fun. A lot of pictures with them when we go to visit them and stuff.
Your wife is like me, where we are technically millennials, even though we don't like, because there's such a bad phrase
after, well, there's Gen Z, but then you're in the millennial.
So I just have to give props to your wife for being a millennial that still prints out Christmas cards and gives them to people.
Well, she likes to write and things like that, too. So, you know, normally there would be... she didn't write anything on the cover of that one. She took a calligraphy class, so she would normally write stuff on that. But she likes to write letters. She had pen pals for a while, but then I was like, hey, you haven't heard from your pen pals. She goes, no, I sent out 11 envelopes. Because you send like little crafts, and they're supposed to make crafts, and they send you crafts.
Yeah.
And she goes, none of her pen pals wrote back.
Aww.
I was like, bunch of bastards. Yeah. So,
but look, she even does the wax. What is this called again?
Wax seal.
The wax seal.
You see in Harry Potter, like the, you know, like the old timey things. Yep, she's super excited to get a wax seal kit.
It says... Hello.
Yep.
All right. So I'm in the gang.
You're one of us now.
Oh yeah, this is fancy. It's on hard cardstock and even has like these little decorations around the photo.
Yeah, she does. She, you know, having a wife that is a photographer. You really have some serious advantage on making your family look good. I always say, you want to hire my wife, mnreynoldsphotography.com, because she does such a great job of making me look good, she can clearly make your beautiful family look good. mnreynoldsphotography.com. So on the front, we've got the family, and then on the back, we've got another little family shot with the dogs on there and stuff.
And I just realized she did something I totally forgot to do this year.
What's that?
She put the kids' ages. I forgot to put the kids' ages on mine.
Oh.
Darn it. I love doing that. That's
she
such
had the
a
dog's
great
ages
idea.
Too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Herkimer, 9 months. Ladybird, 8.
Yeah, 8 years, my little
Jackson, birds. 39. Yeah, your bird is 8.
Yeah. Makes me so sad that she's 8 years old. She's getting so old.
This is a beautiful Christmas card. Well, thank you very much.
I'm glad that you like it. So, well.
And I love saving these.
Yeah, we have all of our, we keep one for ourselves too. And
us
we have
too.
All that we use for Christmas decorations every year. So, but we're going to wrap up here. I hope you guys have a great day. Like, share, do all that kind of stuff. Thank you for supporting us. Just don't be rude and ask us for stuff. And if you do...
No, you can ask us for stuff.
Yeah.
But if we honestly answer, like, we really can't make that work this year...
Be nice.
Just be nice.
Be nice. There's no reason why you can't be nice.
Yes.
You know,
we're not saying that to blow you off. There's legit reasons why we might not be able to make something work.
I really hope it comes across that we try hard in everything
we do.
I know
hard.
It seems like we don't, and it seems like I get fired up and I get mad, but we really do try hard to make as many people happy mm-hmm. as possible. And sometimes it's just not possible, and I'm sorry I'm not breaking the law for you.
Yeah.
Hey. I'm not going to. Yeah.
Exactly.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Social Mornings Podcast with Jackson and Steph. You can catch this podcast live and contribute by jumping on the Today's Q106 Facebook page Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. We usually wrap up around 5:45, but it's a good time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please click share. And if you want to check out any other episodes, you can find them all at Q106.com.